Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, what the president believes is we should support a clean CR so long as it contains a debt limit increase. That's the position of the president, and that's what we're going to try to push for.
Yeah, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance there. Just a matter of weeks before Republicans have control in D.C., and a lot of people don't like the idea of this CR that, if you want to call it that, it's kind of been proposed, seems to have a lot of stuff in it we don't need. We have Congressman Eric Burleson from Missouri's 7th District on the phone this morning. Congressman, welcome in.
Hey, good morning.
Man, great to have you on this morning. Thank you for giving me a few minutes, because my listeners need to know what in the world is going on in D.C. Have you guys stopped this thing?
I think we did. I think we successfully stopped this monstrosity of the bill. I'm excited about that. I think that it's the first big win of DOGE, and Elon Musk and Ramaswamy, they chimed in, and the system worked. The American people chimed in, and their members of Congress started caving, and they weren't going to do what they did every year, which is pass a big, massive Christmas omnibus bill.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I mean, for people to understand, it's not just a continuation of existing spending. It added a couple of $100 billion. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. And we added a couple hundred billion dollars last week.
Wow.
To the Social Security Trust Fund. So this town has got a serious spending problem. We're addicted to spending other people's money. And somebody needs to come in and be the intervention that we need.
Well, I know there was a lot of nonsense, including pay raises, right, for Congress. But what were some of the most concerning things for you that were kind of snuck in?
Well, like, one of them was that we were going to extend this entity, the global exchange. There's an entity that's been censoring conservative outlets for quite some time, and it was created by the Obama administration. It was almost dead. It was almost done at the end of this year, and they were going to revive that for one more year. So that probably was the most egregious. But there was so many giveaways to the Democratic Party, like the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is a privately owned bridge. Like, this is not, and it was hit by a privately owned company that's going to pay with their privately owned insurance to pay for that bridge. And yet we're going to step in and fund a new bridge.
Wow.
So it's it's all that kind of stuff. There's a language in there for RFK Stadium to be renovated. It's not about disaster. Like, it's all done. A lot of the rhetoric was, we've got to do this because, you know, all the people that were in the hurricane, they need relief. The farmers need relief. But a lot of this stuff, you know, as you know, they use the chaos as an excuse to fund all the garbage that they want to get done.
Yeah, it is garbage. You know, I mentioned this to Kim yesterday, and you've probably seen this firsthand now. You get handed a 1,400-page stack of papers that is supposed to be the CR. You have 72 hours to read through it. Now, I've looked at these things before. A lot of it is gobbledygook. If you don't have staff people who can help go back and explain, well, what is this act that they're referring to that we're modifying? I mean, you have to do a lot of background on each and every one of these things just to understand what you're voting on, right?
That's right, because a lot of it is referencing other sections of law.
Yes.
And those other sections of code. And so you can't just read it for what it is. You have to go hunt and peck and figure out what it's actually doing.
Congressman, kind of explain to people. I've tried to state this several different ways this morning. The left would have you believe, I heard Hakeem Jeffries on there, the minority speaker, the left would have you believe that, oh my gosh, they want to starve your grandma. They want to shut down the government for 2 weeks until January 3rd. This is the worst thing that could ever happen. But what the honest truth about that is, the lights all stay on. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all those things keep getting paid out. People in the military will keep getting paid. Am I correct about that? I mean, most people aren't going to notice if you don't pass this until January 3rd in a different form.
Yeah, 85% of the federal government continues to go on. 85%, okay? So the question is, can you do away with 15% of the federal government and get by just fine? Yes, especially over Christmas, when most of them are going to be at home anyway. They're not going to be coming into work. So I think that you will see almost no loss of services because of the if we actually go into a shutdown.
Yeah. So what's the 15% that is impacted?
It's the non-essential workers. So they and actually those workers, when you talk to them, they're used to this and they like it. They know that they get to go home and basically get an unpaid vacation or get a paid vacation.
Because
what happens is we're going to come back and we're going to reopen up the government and they get back pay.
Yes. Yeah. That's absolutely it. So the only question now is whether or not they could pass something clean with a debt limit increase. That's kind of what President Trump is hoping for here, right?
Yes. Yeah. Now, I don't know that the debt limit increase is possible in just a short time window.
Yeah.
But, and honestly, I don't, like, it's, I'm not going to vote for a clean CR. I haven't voted for any CRs. And probably wouldn't vote for one. I definitely will not vote for one that has a debt limit increase unless there's significant spending cuts. So I don't see how that's going to be possible unless it's done under reconciliation, which is when we come back in January, when we have all three branches, basically, we can do a reconciliation bill. And in that bill, we can put spending cuts and all these, you know, great things like border security.
Right.
And raise the debt ceiling. And at that point, people like me will vote for that, but I'm not going to just vote for a debt ceiling increase.
Well, Congressman, thank you for holding the line. We appreciate having common sense voices up there in Washington. Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Congressman Eric Burleson, live in the swamp, and he's going to hold the line for you. See, I worked another Toto reference
nice
in there for you. Kim, I knew you'd appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.